Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting third. The first baseman, Bruce Bocht. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Stan Javier. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Bonilla. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Cowley. And now, play ball. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill bunts towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht takes first base on ball four. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman takes first base on ball four. Canseco moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Phillips scores. Canseco moves to third. Kingman moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin takes first base on ball four. Canseco scores. Kingman moves to third. Baker moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi takes first base on ball four. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Cangalosi moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cangalosi scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Codiroli fields it and throws to second for the out. Fisk scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, White Sox, 2. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to second. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bocht strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive towards short. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bonilla for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier bunts towards the mound. Cowley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to second. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to third. Two outs. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a line drive towards the mound. Cowley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco who is chasing the ball. Hewlett reaches third base with a triple. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a line drive towards third. Hewlett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Javier. Cangalosi reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Baines reaches second base with a double. Cangalosi scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walker is walked intentionally. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonilla hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Dave Stewart now pitching. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cruz catches it and throws to first to double up Griffin. Two outs. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Hewlett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Javier who is chasing the ball. Hewlett reaches third base with a triple. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cruz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hewlett scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cangalosi hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Hill reaches second base with a double. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to third. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bonilla. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Hill scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Bill Dolly now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Walker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Canseco. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Bonilla moves to third. It's 9-3, White Sox. Dave Leeper now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-3 in the game. Guillen takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 triples. Hewlett is called out on strikes. 1 out. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonilla tags and scores. Kittle tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-3, White Sox. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cangalosi is hit by the pitch. Guillen moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Tolleson now playing center field. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Baker is called out on strikes. 1 out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-3 in the game. Willard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Griffin moves to second. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Harold Baines. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Hairston now playing right field. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bocht hits a fly ball into center field. Tolleson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Canseco strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.